Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you, dear brother, dear sister, wherever you are. Inshallah, all of you are doing well. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about we must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah placed great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive. On that blessed night our prophets journey, when all prophets arrived there miraculously. In the Mosque Al-Aqsa, Allah chose thee. You're blessed that your land was touched by defeat. Philistine, 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 Philistine.
Today is Thursday, 17th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 254, which we are listening to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون.
O you who have believed, spend from that which we have provided for you before there comes a day in which there is no exchange and no friendship and no intercession. And the disbelievers, they are the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse is rendered as a warning to the believers, telling them to give alms and not to lose the respite they have in this life. They are recommended to provide some fitting provisions thereby for their certain journey, the next life, the hereafter. On the resurrection day, there will be neither any bargain or to buy the means of felicity, nor any friend to make their infidelity invalid. They are deprived from intercession in that world because they were the cause of deprivation for others in this world.
They cannot break us, they cannot shake us. Patiently waiting for guaranteed freedom. You can take our homes, but we will remain strong. 'Cause Allah's on our side, and He's where we belong. Palestine, Palestine, wipe those tears from those saddened eyes. Palestine, Palestine, Jannah waits for your innocent life. Palestine, Palestine, we'll be free of Palestine.
We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. This is the sentence which we are concerned about during this week and during this series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. For several months, Gaza has been burning under the barbaric bombardment of the hated Israeli regime, and the international community has turned a blind eye to this crime and remained silent. Gaza is being destroyed. The siege of Gaza has deprived the oppressed people of the basic necessities of life, such as medicine, food, and water. In a new crime, the Zionist regime, with the aim of silencing the voice of truth and enlightenment, and in an organized manner, bombed the journalist's tent near a medical complex in the city of Khan Yunus in the southern Gaza, causing the martyrdom and injury of a number of journalists and media activists, so that the cry of the defenseless people of Gaza does not reach the ears of the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali Horst, the issue of Gaza and Palestine. A prisoner who became a war commander. This is interesting to know about. The Israeli regime never predicted that Yahya Sinwar, a man whose total prison sentence was more than 430 years, and was released in 2011 without any restrictions in exchange for Gilad Shalit, would inflict the greatest military damage in the world on this regime 12 years after his release by designing and implementing the Al-Aqsa Storm Operation. Yahya was originally from a reality. Yahya was originally from a reality from the heart of the refugee camps. On the sad issue of Palestine, the Israeli regime soon realized his resistance and liberation. It is not surprising that his neighbor in the camp was Muhammad Daif, the same person who later became the commander of the Qassam battalions in Israeli prisons alongside him. Although Sinwar, at the time that he was alive, rarely appeared, he was always eager to talk about the military force present in the Gaza Strip, saying, "We have reliable military force in the Gaza Strip, and we have many people that the enemy counts on." Yossi Cohen, the former head of Mossad, has also admitted to the intelligence and security weakness of Tel Aviv and said, "If we have the best intelligence agencies in the world, then how is it that after months that passed since the war, but the leaders of Hamas in the Gaza Strip have not yet been killed, even though they have killed some of them earlier?"
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special.
By social media, we can help them while making sure not to co-opt Palestinian struggles and conflate them with other global movements. Social media is a powerful tool, nevertheless. It can be used to amplify the voices and posts of Palestinian activists and journalists on the ground. They risk their lives to shoot photos and videos to share with the rest of the world. This places them as targets for Israeli soldiers and settlers. By sharing their posts, it allows a greater reach and for more people to understand what is happening on the ground. Many news organizations around the world have framed what is happening in Palestine as clashes between Palestinians and the Israeli police. Through reports on the ground, a clearer picture emerges of what is actually happening. Not forget Gaza, a testament to resilience and resistance. Gaza's suffering is not invisible, it's ignored. Western government fund Israeli military, enabling its wars. media narratives reduce Palestinians to collateral damage or Hamas supporters erasing their humanity. International institutions like the UN issue toothless condemnations while Israel violates ceasefire. The International Criminal Court's investigations into war crimes drag on, offering no solace to Gaza's grieving families. Yet grassroots movements rise. Protests erupt globally. Artists and academics boycott Israeli institutions. Doctors Without Borders and Medicines do under risk their lives to deliver aid. Gaza's story is told in #SaveGaza, #Palestine, in vigils under occupied skies in the quiet refusal to look away.
So, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, God is watching. The oppression that's taking place, the violence. You know, it's easy for us to become anxious and to think that, where is God in all of this? Where is the justice in all of this? When is the perpetration of violence going to stop? And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that, that our children are going to come back home safe. What we're seeing right now is awareness and awakening on a massive global scale, like nothing ever done before. And inshallah, we ask God that the relief for the believers, the relief for those who are oppressed, come soon and swiftly. So, you know, at the end of the day, what we're experiencing right now, you know, oppression, murder, mass, you know, brutal force being used against weaker populations is nothing new. In essence, the Islamic community, when it was first formed, had to fight against a force which was larger than it in size. It was larger than it in number. It was stronger and better equipped. However, one thing that they did not have was heart. One thing that they did not have was loyalty. The disbelievers in their own army were willing to sell each other out easily, whereas the believers were always willing to stick to one another. Nothing substitutes for loyalty. Nothing substitutes for trust. Nothing substitutes for the bonds of brotherhood. And we may be thousands of miles away, my friends, but that doesn't mean that we cannot come to the aid of our brothers and sisters.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much. In this episode of today's special, we talked about a must. We must not forget the suffering of Gaza's people. We always remember them, and may Allah bless all of them. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي